In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Yeah, I did something for the first time in a really, really long time. I like kind of almost took a vow to not do this anymore because it was always so frustrating and annoying. And I usually want to wait till other people see it first. And it's go see a movie on opening day. And now I don't usually do it because I don't go to the movies a lot. And if I go, I don't want to be disappointed. So I like to wait till other people go see the movie a little bit, and then there's feedback about the movie, about whether it's good. And then generally I forget, and then we end up watching it streaming. But this weekend was different. We went and saw Wicked. And I will say, it is because my son said that we got to go see it. And so we were talking about going to see a movie. And the options were like Gladiator and Wicked, basically, or Red One. And he didn't want to see Red One because he's like, I can't celebrate Christmas till after Thanksgiving for some reason. That's how he is. He's 14 and he has strong opinions about that. So we went and saw Wicked, and now he had already seen it a couple days ago. So he said, it was so good, I want to see it again. Let's go do it. I'm like, you know what? I liked Wicked when I saw it in the on the stage. So let's go see it. So we went to go see Wicked on opening day. And it wasn't one, it wasn't as packed as I thought it was going to be, but it was so good. If you're thinking about going to be the movie and you or see the movie and you wanted me to be that guinea pig for you, it's incredible. A couple things to keep in mind though. It is 3 hours long. So you can plan, I talked about this earlier, you can plan when you pee during the movie because there's an app that says, it's called Run Pee, and it'll tell you the best places to go where you miss the least amount of important stuff. And then it'll even summarize those things for you. Run Pee is the app. But also, it is a part one. There's a second part that, so don't be surprised that it is a to be continued at the end. It's after the 3 hours. There's a second part that's supposed to come out next year in November. But all in all, I thought that the movie was just incredible. They did a great job. Ariana Grande was better than I thought she was going to be in it too. And the dancing, the singing, all of it was just so cool. And I'm so glad that I went to see it on opening day and opening weekend, which again, I never do. So here's my question. What is the last movie that you went and saw like opening weekend? You looked forward to it. You said, hey, we got to go see it. It is out this weekend. This is the movie we have to go see.
I actually went and saw Avatar 2 at opening weekend, and it was so crowded, but it was so worth it.
Was it worth it? That one was definitely, I know I saw people's posts that it was super crowded in the theaters, and I was like, oh man, it just seems like it would make me not enjoy the movie because I was so annoyed by how full it was.
It was so full, but it was so nice to have everyone have the same reactions and everything. It was great.
Gotcha. Okay, and so the movie's worth it. I didn't see the second one, and it's really long too, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. It was really long. I wouldn't say it's as long as Wicked, though. That actually really surprised me when you said that. It was 3 hours long. I was like, shut up. Oh my God, I'm not going.
Really? Oh my God, it's so worth it.
Oh, my 11-year-old wants to see it, and I'm now like, oh, we might wait for that
Go
one.
Do it. I'm telling you. And our theater wasn't actually that packed, and we saw it on a Saturday night at like 7 o'clock. We went to Golf Mill. It wasn't bad, so...
Oh, really? Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. We're taking her opening weekend this weekend to Moana. So
that's going to be a good one, too. Damn it. I want to see that. Moana 1 is like one of the best movies of all time, I do think. It's so good.
My husband actually cried in Moana 1, so we're going to see if he cries in Moana 2.
Yeah, and you're like, that's really the only reason we're going. Awesome. Thank you so much for calling. Kylie, what's the last movie you went and saw opening week?
So I don't know if you'll believe it. It was a long time ago, but it was Space Jam.
Oh, hell yeah. Everybody get up. It's time to stand up. Wait, the first one or the second one?
The first one. I will never see the second one.
Well, the second one wasn't terrible, but yeah, I get what you're saying. Yeah, here's the thing, though. When Space Jam came out, you couldn't stream things also, so...
True.
Yeah, but that was definitely an event, because, I mean, it had Michael Jordan in it.
Yeah.
I love that.
He's the greatest of all time, let's be real.
Yeah, go. Awesome. Thank you so much for calling. Nicole, what's the movie you had to go opening day?
Top Gun Maverick.
Oh, good one. Yeah, that was actually better than I thought it was going to be.
I agree, and I've watched it like 45 times since.
Yeah, oh, you just like the volleyball scenes.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.